and gentlemen, proud to introduce Mayor Julie Sparks.
Well, thank you, Paul, for that introduction going back to my basketball days. That's something. Did not know we had that connection. And Matt, I do not have as good a jokes as you. So. Thank you all for being here. It really is my honor and privilege to address over 200 people, 210 people here today. And this just, to me, shows the care and the impact that you are all making in your individual businesses and communities and schools. And I see so many familiar faces, and makes me proud to be up here today as your mayor and give our state of the city. You know, as was mentioned, Ashley and I, we moved up back to Nebraska back in 2013. I grew up in Fremont. This has always been my home. But I moved away to go to school, to go to college, and we met there. And we always knew that we wanted to come back to Fremont, or I did, to raise our family and to serve our community. And can't believe it's been almost 11 years now. And throughout that process, went through Leadership Fremont, which is a chamber-run group back in 2014. And when I announced running for mayor, I went through, again, all those experiences, not only did I have growing up, but now coming back to the community, just had a renewed passion for Fremont. And one of the great things I get to do as mayor is I get to help lead our Youth Leadership Academy, which is a group of juniors in high school that go through a chamber program. And I tell them the same story. I say, hey, you may want to go explore something else in your life after high school. That's okay. But we are always going to be here in Fremont to be your home and be a place where you can come back, work in your family business, serve in a role, work here in Fremont, and raise your family in Fremont. And so I think for us, it has been, again, the honor of a lifetime for me to serve as mayor, but to have that added purpose of going away and coming back and know what we have here in our community. And it's a testament to all of you in this room that make that happen every day. So again, I want to welcome you all to the State of the City. As mayor, again, it's my honor and privilege to highlight all that we've accomplished over the last year and set priorities as we look to the future. I want to thank Allo Communications and the Fremont Area Chamber for their efforts in the planning and promotion of this event today. I want to thank all the area businesses, organizations, and community members that are represented here in this room. Your attendance today and commitment to stay informed is very important to a strong and vibrant community. So thank you all for being here. From the moment I was sworn in as mayor over 3 years ago, my mission has been clear: to grow Fremont together. Over the last year, we have made extraordinary progress towards this mission. 2023 has been an incredible year for Fremont. And I want to thank the City Council, which members we have here today. We have Councilwoman Sally Ganim, Council President Mark Jensen, Councilman Tad Dinkins, Councilman Dev Sukram, and Councilman Blair Horner from the City Council that are here today. And Councilwoman Lori Lathrop. Yes. So many came this year. It's great. So thank you all for being here. I also want to thank our talented and dedicated staff at the city. Here with us today, we have multiple staff, but I would like to recognize our city administrator, Jody Sanders, and our utilities general manager, Jeff Shanahan, who are here today. And our incredible citizens, for your commitment to make Fremont a great place to live, work, and raise a family. The state of our city is strong. The foundation is set, and our voice is more unified than ever as Fremont is surging into a brighter future for our kids and grandkids. Our achievements in 2023 include lowering of the city's property tax levy, the launch of the Fremont Area Transit Program, a new and expanded Keene Memorial Library, the opening of the Fremont Southeast Beltway, continued efforts to revitalize downtown Fremont, and significant housing and business expansions. So today I would like to provide more information about these important achievements. One of my primary goals as mayor is to control spending and maintain our strong financial position. This year we passed our biannual budget that lowers the total levy for the city's portion by almost 9%. That brings a total levy decrease of 15% over the last 2 years. In 2021, the city's portion of the taxes for a home valued at $150,000 was $489. Because of the lower levy over the last 2 years, it will decrease it to $414, a savings of $75. As costs have continued to rise due to inflation and as valuations increase, every dollar matters to your budget, and it is important that we do our part. We believe that every challenge is an opportunity. And last week, our street crews, first responders, and city staff worked tirelessly to help us recover from record snowfall, high winds, and bitter cold. Their exemplary service is to be commended. And it's not just me that is saying that. I had a constituent reach out with a comment, and he said, "I just wanted to take a moment to tell you how happy I am with the city of Fremont and what you've done this week. I've always been appreciative of what you folks do, but this snowstorm deserves recognition. The street folks have been working so hard, and as leaders, you need to be proud of your team. They've worked tirelessly, and I thank you for staffing the city of Fremont with people that can do things like this. It's a job well done, and it is respected. The job will be completed successfully because of the great leadership that starts from the top. Keep up the great work. We're here to support you, and thank you for all that you do. Maintaining safe and efficient roadways is a critical part of local government, and the people in these roles are often overlooked. Carrie Hofford, our street superintendent, is here today. Let's again show our appreciation to her, our street crews, our first responders, and all of the city and utility staff for their incredible efforts during this winter storm. As mayor, my goal is to bring a sense of urgency and get key projects done to move our city forward. Our biannual budget included a record $47 million in projects to improve streets, infrastructure, parks, facilities, quality life, and drainage within the city of Fremont, with many of these projects receiving state and federal grants. In 2023 alone, we brought in just under $4 million in grants and donations in the funding of these projects. Applying for grants and private dollars is critical work that helps take pressure off of your tax dollars. Transportation can be a barrier for so many people in our community. Without a form of transportation, many would not be able to get to a doctor's appointment, grocery store, or job. On September 7, 2023, we officially launched the Fremont Transit Program, with almost 90% of the funding coming from state and federal grants. That morning, I joined the first ride and surprised our first ever rider. I can tell you she was definitely surprised to see the mayor greet her at the front door. But this program offers demand response, door-to-door transportation in Fremont. This service is available to the general public, older adults, and persons with disabilities. All vans are wheelchair accessible, and the program runs Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. with a minimal rider fee. The transit program is seeing an incredible response. We are averaging over 24 rides per day. And since the start of the program back in September, we have given over 2,200 rides. Truly a staggering number. With us today is Park and Recreation Director Nick Hansen and Grant Coordinator Angie Olson. Along with the Fremont Area Transportation Committee, both of these individuals work quickly and with purpose to get this important project started and off the ground. If you serve on the Transportation Committee We had almost 80 folks at our meetings. It was just tremendous. Or were involved in any way to help support the transit program getting started. Would you just please stand so we can recognize you? The Fremont Transit Program has the opportunity to grow ridership and expand its service boundary in the future. But most importantly, this service is making a direct impact in the lives of the people in our community that need it the most. An important part of local government's job is to provide quality library services to help our citizens learn, grow, and prosper. 2023 marked a monumental year of construction, renovation work, and preparation to open the newly renovated Keene Memorial Library. Services provided by our library are very important to the public. In Fremont, over 15% of our population does not have an internet subscription at home. Wi-Fi usage at our library has increased significantly to meet this critical need. The new Keene Memorial Library represents true long-term impact. When I took office, there were doubts that this project would ever happen. But that is our job in the cities, to turn these visions into a reality. Over $4.7 million was raised or pledged privately through donors, foundations, and grants toward the library expansion project. Really just an unbelievable job of fundraising. I want to thank the library staff, the library board, the project steering committee, the businesses, many in this room, foundations, the Parks and Recreation Board, for opening up the city auditorium as the temporary library, the Friends of the Keene Memorial Library, and over 150 individual donors. You all made this project happen. So thank you for your support. We opened the doors last Monday, and an official ribbon cutting is scheduled on Tuesday, February 6th. I encourage all of you to please visit this brand new magnificent space. It will truly take your breath away. Part of our resurgence is the great strides being made in historic downtown Fremont. Over the past several years, we have had some exciting efforts towards making this, our downtown, a vibrant, family-friendly center of activity in our community. We have seen many new businesses open up downtown, including restaurants, boutiques, a brewery, a tea shop, ice cream shop, grocery store, and many more. These new opportunities to shop, dine, and enjoy entertainment are attracting visitors, locals, potential film opportunities, and turning our downtown into a must-visit destination. In 2023, we even welcome celebrity chef Guy Fieri to one of our newest downtown restaurants, Simo Pasta and Wine. Word is getting out about our downtown. As a newly certified creative district, Fremont will have exclusive opportunities to apply for grants not available to communities without a creative district. This year we'll be applying to add a new amphitheater and new bathrooms in John C. Fremont Park. We are also planning downtown archways at 6th and Broad and Military and Main to signify entrance to our downtown. We also recently announced an exciting plans in partnership with RVR Bank to locate the new Fremont Police Department on the block of Military and Main Street. This needed facility, along with the new RVR Bank branch, will help jumpstart plans to revitalize this area of our downtown to help attract businesses, housing, and tourism. All these initiatives bring a truly exciting vision that will reshape the possibilities of what downtown Fremont can be in the future. The city of Fremont's number one priority is protecting the lives, property, ensuring the safety of all who call Fremont home. The Fremont Police and Fire Department are dedicated to doing just that. As call volumes continue to increase in our fire department, we've added an assistant fire chief position in addition to the six new firefighter positions from last budget cycle. Along with the new police station, plans are underway to add an additional fire station on the east side of Fremont and upgrade our current station. Looking to the future, our main priority must be to address the staffing and facility needs at both the fire and police department. We continue to grow and embrace the cultural diversity in our community. This year, we celebrated the third annual Hispanic Festival, embracing the cultural additions our newer citizens bring to our businesses, our schools, and our lives. The Fremont Area Chamber just launched the Spanish Networking Group. This new group has become a huge success in providing opportunities and resources for individuals looking to get connected into Fremont, but may have felt obstacles. Featured on KETV and other news outlets, this group keeps expanding, adding speakers, and sharing relevant information with its members. I've attended a recent meeting and was amazed at the participation and enthusiasm for Fremont. I really look forward to seeing all that this group can accomplish in the future. A very important part of quality of life is providing parks, trails, and recreation opportunities that meet the growing needs of our community. Fremont Parks and Recreation helps maintain over 20 parks with 451 acres of parkland, the Fremont Friendship Center, Christensen Field, 18.5 miles of paved bike trail, 2.5 miles of natural hiking trail, the splash station, Ronin Pool, and 5 splash pads. I'll tell you, that is a lot of opportunities for you to get active, stay healthy, and enjoy being outdoors in Fremont. In 2023, the City of Fremont was awarded a $1.8 million grant for the construction of a new paved trail on the old Fremont and Elkhorn Valley Railroad. This grant will cover 80% of the cost, total cost, and will provide another opportunity for residents to stay active and attract visitors to ride or walk the trail. We've begun engineering on the 2.8 mile segment from Summers to Luther with an expected completion date in 2027. With new bike and walking trails, upgraded park facilities, new programming, and master planning being done in the Parks and Recreation Department right now, we have an exciting future in enhancing the quality of life in Fremont with our local parks and recreation. For our community to grow and thrive, we must maintain, reinvest, and complete important street and infrastructure projects. Our last two budget cycles have doubled the amount of money on street repair. We've completed multiple projects, including overlaying Lincoln Street, Clarkson Street, with plans in the budget to overlay First Street, overlay First Street from Main to Claremore and Broad Street this year. In 2023, we repaired hundreds of potholes, ordered a new state-of-the-art patching machine that will greatly increase these efforts. Maintaining safe and efficient roadways will continue to be an important focus for my administration, and we are making great strides in this area. On July 18th, with Governor Pillen and the Nebraska Department of Roads Director Vicki Kramer, we officially cut the ribbon and opened the Fremont Southeast Beltway, a $62 million project connecting US 77 and US 275. A modern and updated transportation network is extremely important to the safety and economic growth of Fremont and the surrounding area. I often use all roads lead through Fremont. We are the transportation hub of Northeast Nebraska. With the completion of the Southeast Beltway, Fremont is positioned to attract and support our strong and growing economy, including our newly certified Fremont Inland Port Authority, which continues to see strong interest from companies looking to locate in Fremont. Because of our anticipated growth, the US 77 project to move Wahoo to Fremont to 4 lanes has moved up in NDOT's project schedule with the goal to begin construction on that corridor in 2027. With 4 lanes on US 275, US 30, and now US 77 in the works, our transportation system will be one of the most modern systems in Nebraska. Fremont is in one of the highest periods of growth in our history. Over the last 12 months, we have permitted over $216 million in total construction. That includes 60 new family residential homes, 326 new multifamily residential units, and since 2020, Fremont has added over 1,000 units of housing. And we are expected to add an additional 1,500 units by 2035. This economic activity demonstrates Fremont is on the move. Developing and offering diverse housing options is a major priority as we work to attract and retain talent to meet the hiring needs of our employers. Current housing opportunities can attract all levels of our growing workforce, including Bluestem Commons, Ritz Lake, Brooks Hollow, Sunridge, Morningside Point, Fremont Commons Apartments, Deerfield Apartments, Gallery 23, Downtown Living, including the 505 Lofts, and our recently announced Hills Farm development, which will provide up to 211 lakefront lots just south of the Southeast Beltway. We also have some very exciting infill opportunities with the newly formed Fremont Housing Fund. Local businesses in Fremont continue to develop and expand. In 2023, we recognized over a dozen businesses growing, opening, or expanding in Fremont, including a new branch for First Community Bank, Chipotle, Big Lots, and Christensen Lumber. We celebrated 100 years in business in 2023. This growth in our local businesses is in addition to our strong and growing ag-based economy, with companies like Holstone Farms, Fremont Beef, Lincoln Premium Poultry. We truly feed the world right here in Fremont, Nebraska. Part of keeping up with this growth is maintaining cost-effective, safe, and efficient utilities in our community. The Fremont Department of Utilities has a long history of providing these services in Fremont. Owning and operating our own utility gives Fremont a distinct advantage when attracting companies to locate here. Companies can work with one group of people for all their needs. In 2023, our utility won multiple awards for reliability, safety, and work to protect our environment. As one of Fremont's largest employers, our dedicated team at the utility remains focused on exceeding the expectations of our customers by providing exceptional service and value to our over 15,000 customers. With our quality job opportunities, updated schools, diverse housing, cost-effective utilities, Fremont has strong momentum to maintain and grow our population in the future. These are just a few of the highlights as we look back on 2023. I believe that having fiscal responsibility, providing public transportation, updating our facilities for the future at the McKean Memorial Library, maintaining safe and efficient roadways, enhancing our quality of life through parks and trails, investing in public safety, and helping our community grow through quality job opportunities and housing are major steps forward for Fremont. But we have so much more work to do, and it will take everyone in this room to help fulfill our mission and work towards a brighter future for our kids and our grandkids. On November 11th, Veterans Day, I had the opportunity to make a special dedication of the new Freedom Rock and Statue of Liberty Monument in Veterans Park on Military Avenue. Proudly displaying images of John C. Fremont, Mount Rushmore, the Fremont Avenue of Flags, and Hooker Native and Medal of Honor recipient, U.S. Army First Lieutenant Donald K. Schwab, our Freedom Rock is the third in Nebraska and a magnificent tribute to our veterans. Welcoming millions of immigrants to the United States and now welcoming all those who enter Fremont Veterans Park, the new Statue of Liberty Monument stands tall, representing the triumphant spirit and opportunity of America. for face expressing the determination, resolve, and unwavering commitment to the ideals of our nation. Her left hand holding a tablet inscribed with the date July 4, 1776, and her right hand holding a torch that helped commemorate her with the original name of Liberty Enlightening the World. Symbolized in our park's eternal flame, our veterans keep the flame of freedom blazing. The Freedom Rock and Statue of Liberty monuments serve as an additional reminder for all of us to remember, to honor, to show gratitude to those who have served our country. The freedom and exceptional quality of life we have right here in Fremont is not free. I know we have some veterans that are here today. If you have served or are currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, would you please stand and be recognized for your service? It is with this patriotic spirit, love of our fellow man, shared faith in a brighter future that represents the values that we share together. Core Nebraska values of faith, family, and hard work. Fremont is a place where you can start a business, you can raise a family, you can reach your potential, belong to a community, and most importantly, place you can call home. With a lot of prayer, faith, willingness to look past our differences and work together, there is no limit to what we can accomplish. May God bless the city of Fremont. May God bless the state of Nebraska. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much.